you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
And welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a really fun and excellent program lined up for you today with my friends and special guest in studio, Mr. Chris Doogie and Mr. James Moberg. They are the owners and operators of Bath Wizard at bathwizardusa.com. And Chris and James, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve.
Great to see you, Steve.
All right. So we were talking off mic about all the Chiefs stuff. So I'm holding my breath, and I'm hoping for a big victory here. So
it's in the bag.
Well, it's exciting, and it gives even us, from a culture perspective, something exciting. We've got people who are planning a potluck and who's smoking what. And
oh, yeah.
It's going to be good camaraderie on the
office. It's good for Bath Wizard. It's we use the analogy all the time. There's two big killer awesome teams coming out of Kansas City. It's Bath Wizard and the Chiefs.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That is exactly right.
That's right. So if you want to learn more, again, about Bath Wizard, 1-800-298-5914. We are located in Kansas City. We're going to talk about Bath Wizard's expansion into a lot of different parts of the United States. We even had a call from some folks in Hawaii interested in the walk-in tub. So we're going to talk about all that today. Go to their website at bathwizardusa.com, bathwizardusa.com, or 1-800-298-5914. And let's talk about your platinum walk-in bathtub, and refresh our listeners on what that is, and maybe some of the features that would differentiate the Bath Wizard platinum walk-in tub from, frankly, all the others.
Well, platinum is like a shining beacon of hope on the hill. It is the walk-in bathtub everyone wishes they could be or wish they had. It's 8 years of planning. We started sketching these things out on a napkin literally over 8 years ago, and through much trial and tribulation have brought what we think is about the most perfect specimen for bathing in your advanced ages that's ever been made, hence the name the Platinum.
Awesome. That's fantastic. And we have, I'll tell you, so the audience with Senior Care Live, as you know, seniors and their caregivers. And so we spend a fair amount of time on this program talking about how to remain independent in your own home. And what comes up time and time again is hygiene, mm-hmm, and difficulties maintaining your hygiene. And it could be the difference between staying home and having to move to assisted living that, by the way, the price is skyrocketing now, $7,000 to $8,000 a month, every month, very easily. So this, mm-hmm, this could save you a lot of money in the long run. Invest in your house, and oh, by the way, you get to stay home.
Right. And on top of that, people when they're bathing on a regular basis, they tend to feel better. We often use the analogy for people who are maybe more mobile. We always say if you went on a big camping trip and you were gone for 4 or 5 or 7 days and you get home, one of the best things you could do is go take a shower. But that's for the mobile person. And there's a lot of people, we ask the question, when's the last time you took a bath? And sometimes that time, it might be not only months, it could be years since the last time they took a bath.
A lot of our customers are bathing out of a sink because they're scared to step over the ledge. Had a lady tell us one time, she said, my bathtub's only 15 inches tall, but it might as well be the Great Wall of China.
Yeah.
Or they're using some type of chair that's suspended over the tub, and they're really never sitting in the water. Maybe their feet get covered, and they've got some spray handle, and that's in a washcloth, and they're trying to get their back. And it's very difficult to be effective in your hygiene in bathing.
Well, if you think about it, that you just described a transfer bench, mm-hmm, and if you have a lot of strength and you have a lot, if you're a little flexible, maybe limber, you can set on the part that's outside of the tub, but then you still have to pick your legs up and get one leg over that wall of China, scoot over, and get the other leg over, and then get over, and you're still not down in the water. I mean, you're up what, foot and a half?
You're seated on the dirtiest part of your body with no way to clean it.
Yeah.
And that's why they have holes in the bottom of shower chairs.
Yep.
Which is terrible to think about, but you know, there's people out there struggling with that right now. Obviously, that's the worst case scenario, but unless you die before it happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell people all the time, you get lucky and die, you're okay. But if you're like the rest of us and have to get old, and it's not graceful, and there's nothing golden about the golden years. I've had thousands of customers tell me that.
Whenever we post a picture of one of the new walk-in tubs going in somewhere, the comment sections get full of people saying things like, oh, we need this, or this would be great for my husband, or my wife and I both could use this. And you can tell people start dreaming up the how it would how they would experience it.
No doubt about it. And so with the walk-in bathtub, so let's talk about just maybe a few of the features. So in development for 8 years, and you said, okay, so this is kind of the industry norm. How can we improve that? And you, like you said, on a napkin, it would be great if we could do this and do this and do this. Let's talk about some of the things that you've achieved as far as features and benefits on your new Platinum tub.
Well, the one we're most excited about is our patent-pending, we call it rifle jet technology, and it's just like rifling of a gun. The design is made so that the water comes out in a spinning action, which literally feels like someone massaging your back.
Hmm.
And then James is excited to talk about
TheraStone.
TheraStone.
So yeah. TheraStone is a technology for us that delivers some wonderful benefits to the bather. And really, it's borrowing from ancient technology or ancient Chinese medicine of hot stones.
Yep.
And I think that not only ancient times, but people are paying money today to go to a luxurious spa to have hot stones placed on their back. And one thing you notice about hot stones, it's not hot pennies. It's not little small things.
Yeah.
It's large surface areas that are going to come in contact with the skin, and it's going to make some changes physiologically. And some of those are going to be increased blood flow.
Okay.
And so we're not making claims. We just know that things like, when you can warm the body, it increases blood flow in your soft tissues.
It's pretty hard to argue that heat and massage is a bad thing for blood flow.
That's right.
Without making any medical claims, of course, more blood flow to the extremities, people with neuropathy, people that are diabetic. Anyone with foot or circulation issues, I think they're going to love rifle jet technology, and only Bath Wizards Platinum has it.
Or arthritis in general. There's a lot of aches and pains that rob people of feeling their best. Even people say that when they're in pain, they don't feel like they're themselves. And sometimes people chase pain with pharmaceuticals.
Oh,
and
yeah.
To provide a drug-free opportunity to feel better is wonderful. I always say, have you ever walked into a hotel and you see there's a pool and then there's the hot tub? Have you ever seen anyone look stressed out in the hot tub?
Never.
$50 a week, they can have it right in their own home.
Wow. See, and that's incredible. So, that's a good point. If you walk by a hot tub, everyone, there's always the huge smile. It feels good.
And everyone is drawn to it. Like, oh, I can't wait. It's been a long day. I can't wait to get in there. And that total body submersion is so important. And that's the other unique part about our Platinum is the ability to get deep enough to get in over your shoulders. Some of the walk-in tubs you find at the big box stores, they're kind of some people refer to them as imported buckets.
Well, not some of. I don't believe I've ever seen anything at the big box stores. They're usually fiberglass. They're usually no heater. So you're buying a jet that's just going to blow cold air into the bathtub. There's no heater. So your water's going to get cold the second after you put it in. It takes forever to drain.
Or I've heard some nightmares about no adjustable velocity on the jets.
Oh.
So you either get nothing or you get too much.
Or you get blown away.
We've got the ability to throttle that up and down so you can kind of...
No water purifier at the big box store, so you're just having black sludge come out of your jets.
Ew. Dude,
no water purifier. What else? No dual drain, so you're sitting there for quite some time.
Yep.
I don't want to screw up your question of the day there.
Yep. And then you can have an independent foot massage. Again, so, and we can talk about it, you know, coming up next with, but, you know, you lose your mobility, you just lost everything. Mm-hmm. And it's a really, really huge deal. So if this is resonating with you, if this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't sound like some of the tubs I've seen. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914 or bathwizardusa.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average walk-in bathtub takes how long to drain? A, 5 minutes, B, 10 minutes, C, 15 minutes, or D, 20 minutes. What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The average walk-in bathtub takes how long to drain? Here are your options. A, 5 minutes, B, 10 minutes, C, 15 minutes, or D, 20 minutes. And the answer is D, up to 20 minutes. And Chris and James, that sounds like a painfully long time to wait for a bathtub to drain. There's no way I'm sitting there for 20 minutes.
I always just picture if you were watching the clock. Because by the end of your bath, you've read every article on the New York Post. You've seen all the grandkids' photos on Facebook that you care to see for the day. And now you're just watching water drain.
Oh, man. That sounds absolutely horrible. So that's the average. You know, it could be 15. It could be up to 20 minutes. That's a darn long time. So let's then compare that to the platinum walk-in tub, and how long is the drain time on the platinum?
The platinum drains in less than 80 seconds in typical plumbing conditions, which is about 9 out of 10 homes in America. You always
80
have.
Seconds.
80 seconds. Yep. And it's actually a patented air. It's a dual, meaning there's two. And the second one is intended to essentially put air in the line without forcing. Some of the competing models have created a pump. So one more thing to go wrong.
Oh, boy.
And then two, pumping air into old plumbing systems out in the country. Who knows what will happen?
It could break the plumbing or break the joints and that sort of thing, cause a leak.
This one's just good old-fashioned, better design that drains quick. That's just as simple as that.
Yep. All right. We're speaking with Chris and James from Bath Wizard. Reach out to Bath Wizard at 1-800-298-5914. You can also go online. It's an excellent website, bathwizardusa.com. So let's talk about the material that the platinum is made of, because we were talking off mic about fiberglass and, you know, how many things are made out of fiberglass, but there's some real problems with that, real challenges that you've solved with a major upgrade in a polymer.
So we'll start with, we have a different material than fiberglass. It's a high-tech polymer. Yep. And really what that means is rather than like the candy coating shell of an M&M, which can be thin, you'll find that a lot of the big box stores and some of our competitors in the walk-in tub space, they use thin fiberglass as their material that is the form shape that you sit in. Unfortunately, when you start cleaning those materials, the gel coat comes off pretty quickly because they're very sensitive to almost all types of cleaning materials. And so,
so how are you supposed to clean that thing?
Well, that's the hard part. So the minute you start cleaning it, or the minute you just have some general wear where your feet are your seat is, it starts to wear thin. And that's where the breaking points happen. And when the gel coat gets thin, you start rubbing right into the fiberglass itself, not the gel coat.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get even some splinters.
Oh my gosh.
There are people who will talk about, go to good old high school or college stadiums and they sit in fiberglass seats.
Yep.
And sometimes people will say they get a fiberglass splinter.
Yep.
Those don't feel very good, especially in the wrong spot.
That's right. Well, in fiberglass will cut you, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you
can crack your fiberglass just stepping on it if the tub's not level.
If you've got unsure hands and maybe your shampoo bottle falls, you knock something into your walk-in tub. Mm-hmm. If you had a fiberglass walk-in tub and it was empty, you're pretty much guaranteed you just crack that.
It could break it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So people spend all this money and then they're left with something that is essentially just a piece of
It's a bucket. It's a, yeah. Yeah.
I got a hole in my bucket.
Yeah.
And the high-tech polymer, mega yachts, like the yachts that you see on TV that you can't afford, that you're like, oh my gosh, look at that ship.
Yeah.
Those are made of high-tech polymer-like materials as well. It's really just new technology, new science, new research, and essentially it results in a long-lasting, hence lifetime warranty. Super easy to clean. In fact, they clean themselves. You drop in a tablet from the dishwasher, and poof, the thing washes itself. And
My gosh, wow, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
All right, so okay, I was cut off on guard, but with the drop in your Cascade Platinum, and I use the Platinum little tablets. Drop that in your Platinum walk-in tub, and it cleans itself. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and it also has a feature that 20 minutes after you exit the tub, it heats up all of the air jets, blows warm, heated, sanitized air through all of the jets.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really a self-cleaning.
It cleans your lines, I think.
And it's sanitized.
A lot of people are used to knowing about old jetted tubs, the garden tubs in their homes.
Yep.
And when you use them, whether it's every other day or once a week or once a month or once a year, every time you turn them on, everyone kind of cringes because there's that black gunk that comes out.
Yep.
And it makes you thought you were going to have a nice bathing experience, and now you're like, I got to drain this thing, and then I got to try it again. And
clean it,
we don't have that with the Platinum.
Well, and that's because with all those lines, you're building up, mold and dirt and just nasties. Mm-hmm. So, oof.
Or here's another one. Every once in a while, we'll have a customer who calls us and they say, I've got a walk-in tub, but I don't like it. And sometimes when you take them apart, you see some things that don't make sense, like U-shaped hoses. U-shaped hoses allow for water to sit in there and get moldy and mildewy. Mm-hmm. And because there's not that auto-purge function, it just sits there.
That's amazing. And anytime you can take your own bath, you don't need a caregiver to help you with that. If you have to hire a caregiver to come in, I've talked about it on the show many times, it's now $35 to $40 an hour to have a home care provider come in for usually about a 4-hour minimum. Right. So that's, about $160 a visit and for about $50 a week, you can have your own walk-in bathtub, caregiver not required.
Remain independent in the safety and security of your own home. And, every person that we talk to over the years, the husband will say, well, I'm not going to a nursing home. And we always say, well, said every person that's ever been to one.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And you don't need one you have to. But anytime you can remain independent at home, that's what everyone wants to do. And then very quickly, we don't have a whole lot of time left, and I've loved our conversation here. You are expanding into some other areas of the country. Really excited about that.
We're very lucky. There's a lot of demand for high-quality installations of exactly what we do. And we've had some really talented individuals from other organizations who are leaving because they're part of groups that have been bought up by private equity companies.
Mm-hmm.
And they've changed the opportunity to have a good career. And so we're fortunate enough that we're receiving some of those people, and they're making a difference in their local communities, bringing Bath Wizard into their local areas.
And we're talking about Dallas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee.
That's right.
Coming to a city and a state near you. It's bathwizardusa.com. Chris and James, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And if someone wants to reach out, they can call that 1-800 number, 1-800-298-5914. Ask for Chris or James, and they'll take good care of you. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. And as if you listen to the show, you know, a few times, or if you've listened to it for a little while, you've probably heard me harp on demand. So the highest demand for every part of senior care, every bit of it, from communities to home care services to home health programs to hospice, everything. The demand seems to be the highest, especially for care communities and home care providers. In about the second week of January through about mid-March, okay, and I've talked about it, you know, forever. It's a bell curve. It's even on my website. I put it on there in a blog. So this is just exactly what I'm seeing right now, and I've been working with a lot of clients here recently, and unfortunately, most of them are searching proactively. They're wanting to move in maybe 60 to 90 days. I have several clients wanting to move in about maybe 6 months. I have a couple of clients looking at late summer or fall. Another couple I'm working with, they said, but 6 to 12 months is probably about right for us. So most of my clients are working proactively. So I spoke with a place, a senior care community recently, and I was just doing my research to identify our top options for one of my clients. And again, it was assisted living. And I said, now let's talk about your wait list. They don't need anything right away. We can certainly wait for a while. And we talked about our time frame. And she said, well, let me take a look. She said, there are quite a few and it's really exploded. So she started counting and she's like, one, two, three. And she just kept on going and going. And she finally stopped it. She goes, and 19. We have 19 on the list. She said, a month ago, I had 4 names on my wait list. I'm like, oh my gosh. So, I mean, that's what it went from 4 to 19 in about 4 weeks. That's just one place. I spoke with another place, and I was inquiring about their long-term care, level of care. They have, they're a CCRC, so they have all of the above, independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. And she was just completely frazzled. She was kind of worn out. And I said, hey, they need to be hiring some help for you over here. I mean, seriously, she is really carrying quite a load there. She said that they normally would see maybe 10 inquiries to maybe 12 inquiries per week. So, you know, people calling or stopping by or maybe sending a contact through the website. 10 to 12 a week is kind of a normal week. In the second week of January, they had over 40 inquiries. So they went from a normal of 10 to 12 a week to over 40 inquiries. And then their census in long-term care, and I was impressed that they had the staffing to pull this off, went from 28 residents to a census of 40 residents. So they brought in 12 new residents in a period of 5 days. So this is exactly what I'm talking about and referring to when discussing and when saying that, you know, the best places are the best places because why? Because they're the best places. And they always have a high demand because everyone knows these are the best places. Well, guess what I want for my clients? I want the best places. So does everyone else. And that's why we're having all these wait lists. So, and it's even, they always have that demand. And again, it's always higher during these peak months, again, about the first week or so of January through about mid-March. is where we're seeing that. So that's why I'm just constantly, I'm practically preaching. I do get a little preachy about it, and I hope it's not too irritating. But, you know, I've had a lot of people say, hey, I heard you almost apologize. Don't apologize for that. That's, you're telling us what we need to know, and that's, we're thankful for that. So I had two or three of those comments recently, actually, so I always appreciate that. But that's, I'm just trying to be helpful and get out, see the places, get your name on a wait list. We're right about smack dab in the middle of this peak demand season. So if you get your name on a wait list today, like this one place, you know, it was 19, you would be number 20 on the wait list. Remember, it went from 4 to 19 very quickly. So what is that? A net of 15. So I'd rather be 20th on the list rather than 35th on the list, which if you put it off another month, you will be at that rate. So hopefully I'm making my point. Be proactive if you possibly can. And then just a kind of a reflection situation. Recently, we had a dear friend of the family. She and her husband, they're just wonderful people. I mean, just some of the best people you could ever meet, ever know. And she lost her father. And she lost him suddenly and unexpectedly. One of those stories that's just, well, just break your heart. And so we attended his funeral. And I have to say, when they go through the story of your life, there's a lot to his story, and I was just so impressed with just the incredible life that he led, all of the things that he accomplished, all of the people that he helped. It was impressive, and I'm sitting here thinking, wow, I don't measure up in any way. I need to be doing more stuff, right? So, but he was just a spectacular man and a wonderful human being. And but what's happened now is that this has left his wife alone, and so now we're needing to find a care community for his wife or our friend's mother, who, again, is now suddenly and unexpectedly alone. And she is not comfortable being on, you know, living in the house by herself without her husband in the acreage and all the stuff. So we'll be searching for an assisted living community for her that's connected to long-term care so that she can safely and comfortably age in place and never have to move again. We won't have to move a second time or a third time. If she needs more help, long-term care is just right down the hall, and they've got her covered for life. And there's just a tremendous peace of mind in that. And so that's what we're going to be looking for on her behalf. And then, so this was last weekend that we went to his funeral, and then this past week, I also attended the visitation of just a wonderful lady who was my client with Senior Care Consulting. And I actually worked with her son and daughter. They are just incredible people. They are amazing people, a son and daughter, brother and sister. And I actually worked with them two different times over a period of about 5 years. The first time they reached out because they needed placement assistance for both of their parents. And then when their dad died and he passed away, then they called back and they said, hey, we're kind of wanting to make a change for mom. And we had some different ideas, and we want to work with Senior Care Consulting again, but just for my mom this time. And so we went kind of a different direction there for her. But in both of these situations, the family was just showered in tremendous love from their adult children and from their families and friends in their community. And, you know, it's a sad experience, but actually at the same time, in both of these cases, it's a beautiful thing to see. And in the case of my clients with the brother and sister, I actually asked if they would come onto the radio program here with me at Senior Care Live and just talk about their journey, because they had, this is an incredible story, and everything their parents went through and all of the support and all of the things that they were able to do for their parents. And I talked to the brother during the visitation. And he said, you know what? They took incredible care of us, and it was time for us to pay them back. And I think we did a pretty good job. I said, you did a fantastic job. You really did. So I'm going to have them on the show sometime fairly soon to talk about. I'm going to call it A Caregiver's Journey. It will be really, really good. I can't wait to bring that to you. It's really an uplifting story. It's a beautiful story. So what I just thought of, and I was reminded of, is just hold the people that you love, hold them tightly, never take them for granted, support them in every single way that you can. Because, again, none of us are guaranteed another minute on this earth. Every single second is truly a gift. And this is what I've been reminded of over this past week.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I've had a lot of people here recently who are just discovering senior care consulting. They're like, well, how does this work? And I had someone, and it was an innocent question. They said, now, do you get paid by the places you take us to, right? I'm like, oh, boy, okay. I thought everyone knew that, but obviously they don't. And it's silly to think everyone knows it. So let's just back up and talk about the process and the business model with Senior Care Consulting. And we get a ton of referrals from people who listen to Senior Care Live, and they say, hey, you know, heard you talking about this on the radio on one of your programs, and we're going to need your help finding, you know, assisted living or long-term care or memory care for my mom or my dad, my spouse, my loved one. And then we have a lot of people who listen to the program and they will say, hey, they'll know someone who needs some placement assistance, and they know of Senior Care Consulting, and they will make that referral. We also have quite a few business professionals, elder law and estate planning attorneys, people just working in the business in senior care or a related business, who are referring their clients to Senior Care Consulting. I always appreciate all of the referrals, and thank you so much. So many years ago, I helped my grandparents through the transition from their home to, and what they needed at that time was an assisted living level of care. And it was through that experience that I started Senior Care Consulting to help other families in the exact same way that I helped my own grandparents. And that's how it started a very long time ago. So the first step is, first of all, I offer a free consultation. Usually we'll have a nice conversation over the phone. Sometimes it's in person, but we always have that consultation to make sure that this is a good fit for you, you're a good fit for us, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to move forward, then we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. So we ask a lot of questions that help us answer the big questions. What level of care do we need? What type of care? Payment method? Hold on to your checkbook. This stuff is really expensive, and it just keeps getting higher and higher. It's almost disturbing how expensive some of this is getting, frankly. But we talk about the payment method, location parameters, and then any personal preferences and needs. And that assessment also identifies a lot of other really important information. So now we have a detailed description of exactly what it is that we need on your behalf or on behalf of your loved one needing the care, needing the placement. And then I call that building a care profile. And then with that, then we research the entire marketplace, and we narrow it to our top providers. And then the next step is we would go out together and take a tour. So we want to go out. We want to meet the people. We want to see the place, see everything that we need to see. And while we're there, we ask a lot of quality-related and performance-based questions. We just ask a lot of questions that, frankly, most of our clients would never even know to ask. They wouldn't even know. And if they did know to ask, they wouldn't understand how important that is because it's just new to them. And so, and again, when I started this company, Senior Care Consulting, you know, I have experience as a nursing home administrator and executive director of an assisted living facilities, and I've opened memory care communities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I think I look at this differently than most folks. But so we ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information. We're in and out of each place very quickly. The entire process takes maybe, you know, maybe 4 hours, maybe 5 hours tops. We start first thing in the morning, we're usually wrapped up between 12:30 and 1, and we're done. So it saves our clients dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. I've had people over all these years tell me that they have spent 50 to 100 hours. If they're trying to do their homework, running around, just looking at all these places, compare, contrast, ask questions, have family meetings, just all of that. And my clients spend about 4 hours, maybe 5 hours, they're done. So it's a big time saver. But then at the end of the process, then we create a report that has all the questions asked, all the information discovered. We calculate their exact staffing ratios. We report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspections. And so now you have a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That's what it's all about for me. So that's the process. The business model is that we work, it's very transparent, very straightforward. We work with a flat fee for service. We are paid by our clients directly to help them objectively through the search and selection process. So we work directly for our clients. We represent them. If there are any points that could be negotiated or discussed, we do that on behalf of our clients. When we research the market, we research the entire marketplace. So compare that to this nice lady's innocent question. What she was asking is Senior Care Consulting one of these free, I'm using my air quotes, free referral services. There's nothing free about them. They get paid huge money by the places they recommend. And so compare that. The free places will help you find a place, and they will recommend their business partners, facilities they've contracted with. These places have agreed, and it's so surprising. They will pay these free quote unquote referral services 80% of the first month's cost, 90%, 100% of the first month's cost. So if the place is $8,000 a month and it's a 90% agreement, they're getting a big fat check for $7,200 to highly recommend this place for you. In my opinion, you have no, if you just got paid a huge amount of money by the place you're recommending, you have no credibility in my book. You have zero objectivity. It's a joke. In my opinion, it's a joke. So I had an attorney ask me, Steve, why should we refer our clients to you rather than to a free referral service? And I said, well, every time you refer your client to a free referral service, you'll have this question. Did they send my client to the best place for them, or did they send my client to the place where they received the highest commission? I said, and sir, if you refer your clients to Senior Care Consulting, that question does not exist. I said, they're free to you because they don't work for you. And he was just blown away. He said, I appreciate that. I honestly didn't know. I didn't understand that. So if you would like to learn more about Senior Care Consulting and how we can help you and your family, Reach out today, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here, on Senior Care Live.